Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is back up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Cobb County is home to some of the best high school football action in the country. And each week, we'll break down the biggest stories in and around the county with our resident high school football guru, John Bednarowski. And now, with his co-host, Darren Sutherland, it's Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
Welcome into the Week 9 edition of the Cobb Football Friday podcast. I'm Marietta Daily Journal sports editor John Bednarowski, and as always, I'm with the Sultan of Youth Football, Darren Sutherland.
What's up, big dog? It's been a big week last week. Huge upsets. We'll just start it out and talk about the mighty Eagles of South Cobb just running all over Kennesaw Mountain. What happened?
That's the question. What happened? Because Kennesaw Mountain came into the game, I think, fourth in the state. They're averaging close to 35, 40 points a game. The defense, well, the defense actually played pretty good against South Cobb. They only gave up 17 points. But, you know, they had one of the best chances to go undefeated in the regular season.
Yeah.
You know, based on, you know, strength of schedule the rest of the way. And I'm wondering if the bye week really kind of tripped them up because they got out of their rhythm. And, you know, I'd hate to think that they got caught looking ahead to Pope.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm wondering because these guys haven't been in this situation before.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there. Campbell, up year. Osborne, up year. Pebblebrook, up year. Kids from South Cobb know every single one of those kids on the team. You know what? I've said this since you and I have been doing this show for 2 years. South Cobb has more talent walking around the hallways than they did on the football field a lot of times. They showed up. Maybe this is the revival of the Eagles team, and we'll see something for weeks to come.
Well, you know, this is definitely a signature win for Coach Thomas Hansen, and this is one of those games where – you finally put things together, you get the big win, you know, maybe things start to click a little bit more down there because now people start to believe in, you know, yeah, what they're, you know, the buy-in comes in now, and maybe we'll see what goes on with South Cobb going forward. But, you know, as happy as I am for South Cobb,
yeah,
I'm just sitting here scratching my head about Kennesaw Mountain because yeah, he just, you know, that one just came out of left field. You just never saw that one coming.
Talking about scratching your head, you said last week Marietta would not lose two games in a row. And what happened, John?
Well, you know, the offense scored 42 points. You score 42 points, you should win the football game. And North Paulding, you know, I was wondering about them because you look at the teams that they've played. They beat Brookwood a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Brookwood beat Marietta. And you're going, okay, you know, you don't want to start with the transitive property, but, you know, you think, okay, maybe this is going to be a little bit tougher game than we thought. You know, Tyler Hughes throws for 450 yards, four touchdowns, or five touchdowns, runs for 100 yards. You know, the defense gives up 45 points. That, you know, it really kind of puts a ding in things because we thought we had – a three-team race in Region 3-7A. We may still, but we thought it was going to be all Cobb. Here comes North Paulding. You know, North Paulding's undefeated in the region. Of course, they only played one game, but they've got Harrison this week. So now you start looking, okay, we've got North Cobb and Walton this week, but then whoever wins that game, you got to circle the game against North Paulding.
Yeah.
Because now that one's looking like it could be for the region title.
Well, you always call me the czar of youth football. All the North Paulding kids came out of the Ackworth organization, And that organization is always incredibly strong in Cobb County. Talking about incredibly strong in Cobb County that no one seen coming at the beginning of the year is Pebblebrook and the mighty Falcons. I mean, we haven't seen Pebblebrook sports-wise since a young man named Colin Sexton dribbled a basketball get this kind of attention. But Pebblebrook beats an East Coweta team.
Yeah, they went down there, and it really wasn't that close because East Coweta went down and scored a touchdown on the opening drive.
Yeah.
Pebblebrook ran off the next 31 or 38 points. And then East Coweta scored a couple of late touchdowns in garbage time. It was a dominant performance. And if that didn't wake up the folks over at Noonan and McEachern, I don't know what will, because you know, Kumar Grant and Briar Powers and Damian Thompson and Craig Adams Jr. And, I mean, that offense is putting up, you know, 45 points a game. And, you know, both of their starting running backs go down. Hey, we'll start this sophomore named Dwight Phillips Jr. What does he do? 13 carries, 237, a couple of touchdowns. It's like, you know, when you say next man up, Pebblebrook is showing you how it's done this year. They're 6-0-1.
No doubt. And talking about next man up, we're going to come right back very soon with the big stories of the week, which include North Cobb and Walton Pope at Kennesaw Mountain. We're going to touch a little bit on the flag football return. And, John, even though it's barely across the line up off Dabbs Bridge Road there, at the 41 Triangle, Third Army Road area. We're going to touch a little bit on North Paulding this week. But before we do, we got to thank our sponsors once again, as always. Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, they'll put you back together. Superior Plumbing, Jay and Tina and all the team over there taking care of everybody. Edvoil's Automotive, Be American, Buy American, Drew Tutton says. And as always, Fear the Beard, Johnson and Allday. Attorneys at law hurting a wreck, call Johnson and Allday. They'll help you out. Right here on Cobb Football Friday.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey! We do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
All right, and we're back on Cobb Football Friday. John, last week you did pretty good because we had a few games to pick from. And you didn't do a recap, but we'll talk about it later. We talked about before we got in here about Whitfield and Trinity and number one team. We'll talk about that toward the end of the show if we have time. But big games this week. Let's do a quick rundown.
Well,
Pebblebrook at Campbell is huge.
Well, it is for Region 2-7A. Pebblebrook 6-0-1 coming in. They're going to Campbell. Now, Campbell opened up against McEachern last week. In region play, McEachern got him 36-0. Campbell started out with 3 wins. They've run off 3 straight losses now. You kind of wonder, okay, in order for them to make the playoffs, they got to win a region game. 4 teams out of 5 go. And I thought McEachern might be possible.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. So now you're looking at Pebblebrook, Noonan, or East Coweta. So I would love to see him get it done, but I don't think they're going to get it done this week. It would be an upset, I think, similar to what happened with Kennesaw Mountain and South Cobb if Campbell would win that game. You know, I would love to see it happen. Not that I want Pebblebrook to get knocked off, but I would love to see Campbell get into the playoffs because Howie has that team going in the right direction. But I don't know if they can get it done this week.
You know what's exciting about Pebblebrook before we go to the next one? And I know we're supposed to run through these fast. Pebblebrook's also got the best band, or if not one of the best bands in all of Cobb County. Just throwing that out there. Noonan McEachern, what you got?
Well, McEachern got the big win over Campbell last week. We just mentioned that. Now here's the question, because every time McEachern looks like they're taking a step forward, they take a half step back. Noonan beat North Paulding handily, like 42-17. And again, I'm not saying that we have to work with the transitive property, but this is going to be a real interesting matchup because, this is going to probably determine one of the home playoff matchups, I would think. Noonan has everything they need in order to beat McEachern. It's just a question of whether they can do it. McEachern, Bryce Archie, Caleb Webb, they've got all the tools they need. This should be a pretty good ballgame.
Cool. 60 seconds. We'll come back to North Paulding Harrison in a minute when we talk about North Paulding. Hillgrove, Marietta. Marietta going to get a win this week?
Marietta's going to get a win this week. It's homecoming. Hillgrove, unfortunately, they're down a little bit. I expect Marietta to roll in this one. Allatoona at Sprayberry, the Bucks haven't played for a couple of weeks. So they're coming off of a double bye. Sprayberry, both teams have only played four games because of COVID, so this is going to be a good matchup. Allatoona needs this one because if they keep winning, we'll talk a little bit more about it here in a minute, but there's some things on the horizon for them. Kel at Wheeler, Kel's looking for their third straight win. If they get that, they're right in there for one of the playoff spots. Laster at Osborne. Laster right now holds the four seed in that region.
Yeah.
I expect them to be able to outscore Osborne. Although Osborne, doggone it, they played Kel tough. It was 6-0 going to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They can play some defense over at Osborne. They just don't have the numbers and they get worn down and teams pull away late.
But they're coming back. That's what I like about
it. Yeah. And North Cobb Christian at Walker. North Cobb Christian has lost four in a row. I think they get one here. Region game should be pretty even, I think.
Flag football returns, John. What's going on with it?
They kicked off the season this week. Marietta and Osborne both get two wins. We had North Cobb split. The season is starting. I'm excited to see where this goes because we now, instead of eight teams last year, we've got 12 teams this year. I expect before long for most of the county to have a girls' flag football team.
That's cool. You talked earlier about North Paulding at the beginning of the show. Now we got North Paulding at Harrison this week. What are you seeing, and what has made you, being the Cobb County guy, just keeping a keen eye on this Wolf Pack up in North Paulding?
Well, they're part of Region 3-7A, so you have to sit there and pay attention to what they're doing. And like I said, if they can, Harrison, their defense traditionally is good. It hasn't been quite as good this year. Of course, a lot of that may have to do with the level of competition they're facing. But if North Paulding wins this game, all of a sudden, they're 2-0 in the region. They still have they've beaten Marietta. They still have Walton and North Cobb ready to play. One of those two teams, like we said, is going to have a loss. So all of a sudden, North Paulding becomes this dark horse. Could they win it? I don't know. I don't know enough about, you know, both sides of the ball over there, but I do know that they're scoring a lot of points.
Here's what I know. Gwinnett County brags about having more NFL players than any team on the East Coast. Let's just say this. North Cobb and Northwest Cobb and Bartow County from Cartersville down is starting to put some NFL players in the hopper, so to speak, between the fellow at Jacksonville, the fellow at Chicago, you know, the North Paulding players, the North Cobb players, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Big stories this week, and the biggest story of them all, the biggest game of them all, we'll jump on first, is North Cobb at Walton. Two dominant teams. What's going to happen, John?
Well, first, that game's got picked up for TV, so it's an 8 o'clock game. The National High School Federation has deemed that the national game of the week.
Yeah.
Because between the two teams, there's like 10 or 15 Division I prospects. It's one of the top 10 games of the week in the country by, you know, other prep sites. So this one is going to be huge. The winner obviously takes a big leg up in the race for the Region 3 championship, at least between those two teams. And, you know, the road got a lot clearer when Marietta got beat. Now, again, what's North Paulding going to do? But you figured it was going to be three teams. Now it's like the winner of this one is really looking good.
Hey, you've known Shane Queen, the head coach at North Cobb, for a decade. Mm-hmm. When you talk to him now, do you think he's feeling more pressure with all these four and 5A players on one North Cobb team? Because if on paper, this may be the best team he's ever assembled.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if he feels any more pressure. I'll tell you what he does feel. I'm sure he's tired of the phone ringing and the emails and all that, because that's got to be a recruiting nightmare up there with everybody wanting to come in and check on the kids and all that. I mean, you know, it that takes a lot out of you. But I think he's having a lot of fun, because for the very reason that you said, you know, he's got arguably his best team, and, you know, any given night they can go out and drop 50.
We'll close it out with Pope and Kennesaw Mountain, then we'll be back for a question after this. But this Kennesaw Mountain regroup, kind of like the Crimson Tide has to do against Mississippi State this week, or does Pope just run like they do against most folks?
Well, that is the big question, and I have a feeling that you know how sometimes a loss is actually a good thing?
Yeah.
I get the feeling that that loss, Coach Carmian over there at Kennesaw Mountain has everybody's attention this week. I think they're going to regroup. You know, the offense went into the South Cobb game averaging, you know, 40, 45 points a game. I expect them to get back on track a little bit. Now, here's the one thing about Pope. Whoever they put in front of them, they just find a way to win. Doesn't matter. It's, you know, and like you said, the running game is very good. You know, if Pope gets on a run and has a couple of 13, 14 play drives and scores a couple of touchdowns, you know, now Kennesaw Mountain gets kind of put behind the eight ball, but they can score faster. But, you know, their Pope's best defense might be their offense, keeping Kennesaw Mountain's offense on the side. So it's going to be a fun football game. It's going to be interesting to see, because here's the thing. Kennesaw Mountain still controls everything. If they win out, they're going to win the region. If Pope wins this game, guess who that opens the door for? Allatoona.
Wow.
Because Allatoona and Pope play the last week of the season. Kennesaw Mountain would have two losses. So Pope would remain undefeated in the region. Allatoona's one loss is to Kennesaw Mountain. So if they both win out, they meet at the end, that would be a region championship game.
Awesome stuff. We'll be right back with one final question for John right here on Cobb Football Friday.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.
And welcome back to the closeout special question for John Bednarowski as we always wrap up Cobb Football Friday with this question of the week. And, John, before we get out this week, last year, and I wanted to remind the folks, there's really no COVID protocol with high school football like there was last year. There was a limited amount of seats. This year, basically, you buy a ticket, you get in the game, no problem for anybody, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, question is, you pick one game to go to be at. Now, you're always sitting with the telestrator amongst many cameras in the heart of the Marietta Daily Journal fan pit watching the games. If you're live at one game, where is John Bednarowski at this week?
Well, I think the obvious answer is North Cobb and Walton just because of the star power that's on the field. But I, this week, would go to Kennesaw Mountain because I want to see how well the Mustangs react. And we'll see if Pope can find another way to win.
You know what I want to say? I want to see Osborne pull one out against Lassiter. That would shake up the region. These kids have played hard. They're understaffed. They're undermanned. Maybe I should say that. And they've played their heart out. In the first quarter, second quarter, like you said, they can play with anybody in the county now. It wasn't that long ago when we were saying Osborne's varsity team couldn't beat a freshman team at certain schools. So congratulations to the Cardinals for bringing it out there. And as always, thank you, the listener, for listening to Cobb Football Friday. Want to remind you once again, thank you to our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken. Stop by and buy you a six-pack to get, you know, six-pack of chicken there to get out of there. Pinnacle Orthopedic, when you break something, give them a call or you sprain something. Superior Plumbing, as always, Jay, Tina, we thank you for your support. Edvils Automotive. Give those folks a good call when you need a car. And how about Johnson and Allday, attorneys at law? Fear the beard, Johnson and Allday. For Cobb Football Friday, I'm Darren Sutherland. For John Bednarowski, we'll talk to you next week on Cobb Football Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Find more online at cobbfootballfriday.com. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. All rights reserved.